यशोदानन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदानन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे राधे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी जय निताय गौरंग जय निताय गौरंग जय निताय गौरंग जय गौर हरि जय निताय गौरंग जय निताय गौरंग निताय गौरंग जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टाइटल्ड टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद मुनि एंड किंग प्राचीन बरही So this is text 80 that we are reading. Maitreya Uvacha Bhagavata Mukhyo Bhagavan Narado Hamsayor Gatim Pradarsha Yamum Amantriya Siddhalokam Tato Gamat. Bhagavata Mukhyo Bhagavan Narado Hamsayor Gatim Pradarshayamuma Mantriya Siddhalokam Tato Gamat. Bhagavata Mukhyo Bhagavan Narado Hamsayor Gatim Pradarshayamuma Mantriya Siddhalokam Tato Gamat. Maitreya Uvacha Bhagavata Mukhya Bhagavan Narada Hamsayor Gati. Siddha Lokam Tato Gamat. Maitreya Uvacha Bhagavata Mukhyo Bhagavan Narada Hamsayor Gatim Pradarsha Siddhalokam Tato Gamat. Maitreya Uvacha Bhagavato Mukhyo Bhagavan Narado Hamsayor Gatim Pradarsha Yamuma Mantriya Siddhalokam Tato Gamat. Mataji? Maitreya Uvacha Bhagavata Mukhyo Bhagavan Narado Hamsayor Gatim Pradarshayamuma Mantriya Siddhalokam Tato Gamat. Translation and let's read word to word. Maitreya Uvacha. Maitreya said, Bhagavata of the devotees, Mukhyaha, the chief, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Naradaha, Narad Muni, Hamsayoho, of the living entity and the Lord, Gatim, constitutional position, Pradarsha, having shown, he, certainly, Amum, him, the king, Amantriya, after inviting, Siddhalokam, to Siddhaloka, Tataha, thereafter, Agamat, departed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. The great sage Maitreya continued, the supreme devotee, the great saint Narada, thus explained to King Prachin Barhi the constitutional position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity. After giving an invitation to the king, Narada Muni left to return to Siddhaloka. Purport. Siddhaloka and Brahmaloka are both within the same planetary system. Brahmaloka is understood to be the highest planet within this universe. Siddhaloka is considered to be one of the satellites of Brahmaloka. The inhabitants of Siddhaloka have all the powers of yogic mysticism. From this verse, it appears that the great sage Narada is an inhabitant of Siddhaloka, although he travels to all the planetary systems. All the residents of Siddhaloka are spacemen, and they can travel in space without mechanical help. The residents of Siddhaloka can go from one planet to another individually by virtue of their yogic perfection. After giving instructions to the great king Prachinabarhi, Narada Muni departed and also invited him to Siddhaloka. So in this chapter we see Narada Muni is giving instructions to Prachinabarhi, who was captivated by the process of Karmakanda doing sacrifices for prosperity in this life and a heavenly destination in the next life. So Narad Muni wants to open his eyes. Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. He shows him that don't you understand the animals that you are sacrificing here and all that violence in the name of sacrifice is going to cost only bondage, life after life. Instead of that, why don't you take shelter of Krishna and make your life successful? So Hamsa Yor Gati. One Hamsa is Krishna, Nityo Nityanam, Chetana Shetananam, Eko Bahunam, Yo Vidadhati Kaman. There is one eternal, supreme eternal, and then there are his parts and parcels who are also eternal. But somehow or the other, that part and parcel has forgotten its relationship with Krishna. Although Jivera Swarupoy, Krishnera Nityadas, Krishnera Tatastha Shakti Bheda Bhed Prakash. So, Sanatana Goswami is inquiring from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ke Ami Kene Amai Jarita Patray, Iha Nahi Jani Kemane Hita Hoy. I do not know who I am, and I am suffering from threefold miseries. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you are not suffering from threefold miseries, you are a pure devotee of the Lord. But Jani Dardhya Lagi Puche Sadhura Swabhav. But for the sake of strictness, a person asks, even advanced devotees ask a question that may seem to be coming from an ignorant person, but that's not really true. Actually, Sanatana Goswami is asking on behalf of us, and out of his natural humility, he is asking the Lord that what is the swarup of Jiva? And immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answers by saying, Jivera swarup hai, Krishnera Nitya Das, we are eternal servants of Krishna. And because of forgetting Krishna, we are wandering in 84 lakh species. And when, by the mercy of Guru, Vaishnavas, when one comes to know, Sadhu Shastra Krupa Yadi Krishnon Mukha Hoy. So, by the mercy of Sadhu and Shastra, that means scriptures and the Vaishnavas or spiritual master, one comes to realize his position, Krishna Mora Prabhutrata Jivera Hoy Gyan. One comes to realize that Krishna is my Prabhu and Trata, my savior and my master. Jivera Hoy Gyan, one gets this knowledge. So this knowledge is given by a spiritual master. And this is what Narad Muni is doing here. And he is mentioned as Bhagavata Mukhyo, chief among the devotees. So today we are going to see as a theme, mainly the Guru Tattva from Srimad Bhagavatam. So basically we are going to see four things today. So what are those four things? Who is a guru? Why do we need a guru? How to approach a guru? And who should not be a guru? So four things we are going to see today. Based on Srimad Bhagavatam, especially we have the example, very beautiful example of Narad Muni and how he is representing Krishna in delivering Prachin Barihishat. So, okay, let's start with who is a guru. So, King Nimi, he is asking Nava Yogendras that this material energy is extremely difficult to cross over. So, how can a spiritually unintelligent person cross over this like a big ocean of ignorance and somebody who doesn't even have a boat? So, how are we supposed to cross this? So immediately Prabuddha, one of the Navayogendras, he answers this. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jidnyasu shreyam uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upasamashrayam. Here is the first qualification of a guru. Guru must be expert in scriptures and must have realizations through his bhajan. So we are discussing the first of the four topics that we are going to discuss. Who is a guru? सो भागवतम आंसर्स दिस श्री प्रबुद्ध आंसर्स शाब्दे परे च निष्णातम. शाब्दे मीन्स शब्द ब्रह्मणि निष्णातम एक्सपर्ट इन अंडरस्टैंडिंग असिमुलेटिंग स्क्रिप्चर्स एंड परे च निष्णातम बेस्ड ऑन हिज डिवोशनल सर्विस ही इज एडवांस्ड टू रियलाइज द स्पिरिचुअल फैक्ट पर्सनली नॉट जस्ट थियोरेटिकली बट प्रैक्टिकली. सो श्रील विश्वनाथ चक्र ठाकुर ही मेन्शंस दैट वॉट हैपन्स इफ वन इज टेकिंग द रोल ऑफ अ गुरु बट नॉट एबल टू सॉल्व द डाउट्स ऑफ डिसाइपल्स मीन्स ही इज नॉट इफ इज नॉट शाब्दे निष्णातम देन वॉट विल हैपन डिसाइपल मे बिकम ही वॉन्ट बी एबल टू क्लैरिफाई द डाउट्स ऑफ डिसाइपल सो द डिसाइपल मे बिकम डिसअपॉइंटेड एंड हिज फेथ इन भक्ति मे स्लैकन. सो दैट्स वाय शाब्दे निष्णातम इज वन क्वालिफिकेशन मेन्शन बाय श्रीमद भागवतम. अनदर क्वालिफिकेशन इज नॉट जस्ट शाब्दे निष्णातम परे च निष्णातम ऑल्सो एक्सपर्ट इन पर्सनल रियलाइजेशन ऑफ दोज स्पिरिचुअल फेनोमेनन. कृष्ण तत्व जीव तत्व भक्ति तत्व ही इज पर्सनली रियलाइज इन दैट. वाय परे निष्णातम बिकॉज अदरवाइज हिज मर्सी शैल नॉट बिकम कंप्लीटली फ्रूटफुल. दैट मीन्स एंड श्रीधर स्वामी मेन्शंस दैट अदरवाइज ही विल नॉट बी एबल टू एम्पावर हिज डिसाइपल विथ अंडरस्टैंडिंग. सो ही मे बी थेरोटिकली एक्सपर्ट इन स्क्रिप्चर्स बट विदाउट प्रैक्टिकल रियलाइजेशन थ्रू हिज साधना एंड थ्रू द मर्सी ऑफ कृष्ण एंड गुरु परंपरा देन ही विल नॉट बी एबल टू एम्पावर द इंक्वायरर. दैट इज द सेकेंड थिंग. एंड वी सी दैट हियर when Vyasadev, he had a doubt after compiling all the scriptures, all Vedas, then he compiled Vedanta Sutras, which is like the essence of all the Upanishads, and he compiled Mahabharata. But even after, and all of that, not with any ulterior motive, only for the welfare of human beings. So still he was not satisfied in the heart. So he immediately remembered his spiritual master Narad Muni, and Narad Muni understood his heart, and he appeared on that place. And Vyasadeva put forward his query: Why do I still feel lamentation in my heart, although I have compiled so many things for the welfare? So then Narad Muni could immediately diagnose the problem and then suggest a remedy, saying that you haven't repeatedly, exclusively glorified Krishna. In the scriptures so far you have presented, you have not repeatedly, exclusively, emphatically glorified Krishna and the process of pure devotional service. Therefore, you are lamenting. And then Vyasadev, he is quoting, like he speaks many verses. Tasse vaheto prayateta kovido. One should only endeavor for that which cannot be obtained by traveling up and down. And then he mentions that speech which doesn't glorify Krishna is like crow's pilgrimage. Tadvayasam tirtham. So there may be variety in garbage disposal. There may be different kinds of plastic and different kinds of rotten food. But those are paramhamsa, swans, hamsa yor gati. Those are like swans. They are not interested in that. They are interested only in the lotus stems which are found in Manas Sarovar. So similarly, those, and then he mentions that people deserve to know about Krishna. Like even those who already know about Krishna, they will not have any object other than Krishna. But those who don't know, they deserve to know about Krishna. Otherwise, if one doesn't know about Krishna, why will he fall in love with Krishna? First of all, he has to know about Krishna in order to perform his devotional service. So then like that he guides. And after that, Narad Muni gives his own example. Pare cha nishnatam. So just now it was shabde cha nishnatam. Now pare cha nishnatam. So I was a child and I ate the remnants of great devotees. Then they inspired me and they instructed me. And then I went to perform my devotional service. And then I sat in meditation on Supreme and performing devotional service. And Krishna gave me darshan one time. And then he said that now I'm not going to show myself one more time to you because this will increase your appetite for myself. Yeah. So when there is appetite, then the food becomes more relishable. So like that, Narad Muni could give his personal example to Vyasadeva and satisfy his query. So Shabde Paresha Nishnatam is extremely important for a important qualification of a guru. Second is, guru must be a pure Vaishnava in a proper sampradaya. So this is a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto. Kasmai yena vibhasito yamatulo jnana pradipah pura tadrupena cha naradaya munaye krishnaya tadrupina yogindraya tadatmanatha bhagavad drataya karunyatas tachuddham vimalam vishokam amritam satyam param dhimahi. So this is, I offer obeisances to that Krishna who first offered this knowledge to Brahmaji, and in the form of Brahmaji, he offered this knowledge to Narad Muni, and in the form of Narad Muni, he offered this knowledge to Vyasadeva. In the form of Vyasadeva, he offered this knowledge to Shukadeva, and in the form of Shukadeva, he offered this knowledge to Parikshit Maharaj. So, a Bhagavat Parampara. So, a guru must be in a bona fide Parampara, and he must be a pure Vaishnava. Shat karma nipuno vipuro mantra tantra visharada a Vaishnavo guru na syat Vaishnava shapacho guru. So somebody who is very expert in Vedas, very scholarly, knows mantra tantra yantra of Vedas, but if he is not a devotee of Krishna, then he cannot be a guru. But Vaishnava shapacho guru. But if somebody is born in even in dog eater's family, if he knows Krishna, then he is guru. So a pure Vaishnava coming in bona fide sampradaya, he must be accepted as guru. So third qualification, guru is the one who knows the science of Krishna. It does not matter which caste, creed guru belongs to. Caste, creed, nationality, like whichever. Any material designation does not matter, because only qualification required is he knows the science of Krishna. So this is clear when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's going to South India Yatra, and he reaches Vidyanagar on the banks of Godavari. He's thinking that the river is Yamuna, and he sees the forest to be Vrindavan because of his absorption in Krishna. So this is called as Unmad, by the way. Unmad means intoxication caused because of absorption in Krishna, because of which one starts seeing things in the context of his own worshipable deity. So atas means taditi bhrantir unmad iti prakirtita. So he says Godavari to be Yamuna, he says forest to be Vrindavan, and as he was chanting Hare Krishna, he sees one, this great devotee, Ramananda Rai, and he comes, and seeing Ramananda Rai, Mahaprabhu could not control his ecstasy, but he had to control because there were some Vijatiya, those who were kind of not having the similar mood as devotees, were present there. Therefore, Mahaprabhu was actually like, after embracing Ramananda Rai, there were goosebumps. There was tears in the eyes, but he stopped them. And then he presented himself as somebody like kind of a person who wants to know what is Krishna Tattva, what is Radha Tattva. So like that, he asked, what is Sadhya Sadhan Tattva? What is the goal and the process? So he asked Ramananda Rai, Shastra Nirnay, what is the conclusion? Sadhya Sadhan Pada Shastra Nirnay. So then Ramananda Rai, he mentions that, oh, you are a great sannyasi, I am just a shudra, what can I, and you are supreme personality of Godhead, coming as a sannyasi, I am just a shudra, what can I tell you? Whatever you inspire me, my tongue will speak. Just like a puppet. Like puppet is controlled by the strings of the puppeteer, right? So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, what is this you are saying? Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kena noy? यही कृष्ण तत्ववेत्ता सही गुरु होए। इट डजेंट मैटर इफ वन इज अ ब्राह्मण और अ सन्यासी और अ शूद्र, इफ वन वन नोस कृष्ण तत्व देन ही मस्ट बी एक्सेप्टेड एज गुरु। सो दिस इज वॉट इज वी सॉ द थर्ड एस्पेक्ट ऑफ हु इज अ गुरु एंड फाइनली फोर्थ एस्पेक्ट इज कृष्ण इज द ओरिजिनल गुरु। एज उद्धव हिमसेल्फ ग्लोरिफाइज कृष्ण, नैवोपयन्त्यपचितिं कवयस्तवेश ब्रह्मायुषापि कृतवृद्धमुदः स्मरन्त योऽन्तर्बहिस्तनुवृतामशुभं विधुन्वन् आचार्य चैत्यवपुषा स्वगतिं व्यनक्ति। इट सेज दैट उद्धव इज ग्लोरिफाइंग कृष्ण, ही इज मेंशनिंग दैट ओ कृष्ण यू बिस्टो एवरीथिंग अपॉन योर डिवोटी। सो कृष्ण माइट आस्क that, oh really, I bestow everything upon my devotee only, so my mercy is not causeless, right? Because I am expecting somebody to worship me, after that I am giving, just like what happens in the world also, right? I do something for you, then you become more favorably disposed towards me, right? If I don't do anything, then we are neutral, and if I do something wrong, then we are inimical, right? That's... So my mercy, so it seems like my mercy is not causeless, that I give only to my devotees and not to others. So Uddhava is saying, no, actually people are performing your devotional service is also your causeless mercy. So because it is you who inspire them to perform devotional service. So one time, disciple asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, what is causeless mercy? So Prabhupada had a bag and Prabhupada pushed that bag against the stomach of this devotee and he said that suppose this bag has $1,000,000 and it is, you don't know that it has $1,000,000 and I say, you take it, and you say, no, I don't want it. Then I say, no, you take it, and then you say, no, I don't want it, but then I force you to take it. That is causeless mercy. Because the person doesn't know what is being given. He is ignorant. The bag is closed. But when he takes it, opens it and says, oh, this is my fortune that I have obtained. So that is causeless mercy. So Krishna, you are inspiring a soul to perform your devotional service is also your causeless mercy. So right from inspiring them to allowing them to come in contact with sadhus is also your causeless mercy. And then becoming inspired to perform devotional service is also your causeless mercy. And after that, giving them your love and yourself is also causeless mercy. So, and such a causeless mercy that even they work hard to repay you for entire life of Brahma, still they will not be able to repay the debt. And Acharya Chaitya Vapusha Swagatim Vinakti, those who want to approach you, they will receive your instruction in two forms. Acharya Vapusha, externally from the spiritual master, and your form only as a spiritual master, and internally Chaitya Vapusha, your form only as Antaryami. So this is fourth thing about who is a guru. So just to recap, first qualification is Shabde Parecha Nishnatam. Expert in scriptures, expert in realizations. Second qualification, what was the second qualification? Experience. Experience that, yeah, we discussed that. Then? Lineage. He must be in a bona fide sampradaya. Good, yeah. What was the third one? Yehi Krishna Tattva Vetta, right. Say Guru, whoever knows Krishna is qualified to be a guru despite any other considerations. And what is the last one? Krishna is the original guru. Yeah, who is Acharya Chaitya Vapusha Swagatim Vinakti. So now we come to the next part. Why do we need a guru? So Srila Rupa Goswami explains in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Adau Guru Pada Ashraya. Our bhajan starts with accepting a spiritual master. So before that, whatever we do is just to motivate ourselves to take shelter of spiritual master. So then the bhajan kriya starts. Therefore, adav guru pad ashraya. First comes shraddha because of some agyat sukruti or unknown devotional credit, we get shraddha. Then we do sadhu sangha. And in sadhu sangha, we come to know. Now this one is known sadhu sangha, deliberate sadhu sangha. Previous one was non-deliberate one. Now this is known sadhu sangha. In known sadhu sangha, we become inquisitive. Wow, what are they talking about? What do they chant about? What is their goal? I am also interested in that. And that motivates him to take shelter of spiritual master. And under his guidance, he starts performing devotional service. So this is bhajana kriya. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he through his personal example took shelter of Sri Ishwarpuri. We'll see one pastime later, of very beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya accepting initiation from Sri Ishwarpuri. Although he is the Jagat Guru, he is the spiritual master of universe, yet through his own example he is showing how to surrender to spiritual master. Second, it is mentioned, this is the first one, that Rupa Goswami mentions that the bhajan kriya starts with taking shelter of spiritual master. One who is curious about spiritual progress must approach a guru. This is the second reason why we need a spiritual master. One who is curious about spiritual progress must approach a guru. So it is mentioned, tad vidyanartham sa guru meva abhigachet. So also it is mentioned that human life is like a boat. This material world that we are living in is presenting, it's completely engrossing in us in ignorance. Ignorance of who we really are. Because who I really am, I cannot see. And what I see is not me. So that is the ignorance that keeps me tied to the strong bonds of the modes, sattvagun, rajagun and tamagun, and kind of dragging me from one life species to another life species to another life species. So if I want to cross over this ocean of material existence, human life is called as the boat. But the boat needs something. Of course, fuel or the rowing power. But apart from that, for the correct direction, it needs someone. Like boat needs some expert, right? So basically the captain or the sailor who knows the ocean very well, who knows what to do when the high tide comes and the low tide comes and the big, big mountainous waves come in the ocean. He knows what to do. So without that, and he knows the direction also, where to go. So otherwise, the boat will go round and round and round, like without any direction. So similarly, this guru is the captain of the boat. So just like a boat requires a captain, similarly, we require a spiritual master. As simple as that. So without the captain, we do not even know. We may have a boat, it will keep floating, but we don't know where it will go. But when there is spiritual master, we know where the boat is going, for sure. Then third is, why do we need spiritual master? Because pleasing guru is the way of pleasing Krishna and gaining Krishna prem. And displeasure of guru causes one to fall down from bhakti. So very beautiful example is given. So when Shripad Madhavendra Puri, he was at his last stage, Antya Leela. So he was bedridden and he was remembering Krishna in Mathur Viraha. That, oh Krishna, where are you? Like in separation from Krishna. So one of his disciples, Ramachandra Puri, he came and saw and he said, he's giving instruction to his spiritual master, saying that, oh, why are you chanting Krishna, Krishna? You should concentrate on Brahman and don't cry you should be Brahman realized like that. So Madanarpuri becomes so angry upon him. He says that dur dur papishtha. He says that you sinful person, just get out of here. Like by seeing you, if I die, I will get Durgati, a bad destination. So already I am crying in separation from Krishna, and you are giving more pain to me by such talk that don't chant Krishna and all that. So from that day onwards, because of causing displeasure to spiritual master, not following the correct etiquette also, what happens? Sei aparadhe tara vasana janmila. Because of this offense, his heart become overwhelmed with material desires. So, like you can say, a kind of a relapse in his life. So, and he lost all the Vaishnava qualities, and he became a criticizer, a chronic criticizer. So this is what happened. And the opposite example is given, exactly the opposite pole, that is Ishwarpuri. And Ishwarpuri Gosai kare Shripada Sevan, Swahaste kare na mala mutradi marjan. With his own hands, he is cleaning the stool and urine of his spiritual master. And Krishna Nirantara Krishna Katha and Krishna Naam Shunaya Nirantar. Constantly he is reciting Krishna Katha appropriate to the mood of his spiritual master and constantly chanting holy name. And because of that, what happened? Tushta haya puri tare kaila alingan. Krishna tomar hauk, like that. He gave benediction to Varadila Krishna tomar hauk premadhan. So he embraced Ishwarpuri and saying that may Krishna become your wealth. And that is exactly what every disciple's dream is, to get such benediction from spiritual master. So therefore, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat na gati kutopi. So through Ishwarpuri and through Shri Ishwarpuri and Ramachandrapuri, Madhavendrapuri is teaching us that what happens when one receives mercy of spiritual master and what happens when one loses mercy of spiritual master. So this is the third reason we see that simply by pleasing spiritual master, one can get assured or ascertain or secure the pleasure of Krishna and gain Krishna Prem. And fourth, by Guru Bhakti, all the anarthas are automatically removed. So there is a big list Narad Muni gives to in seventh canto, to whom? Like how to conquer lust. Seventh canto only, na? Which one? 15th chapter, Yudhishthira Maharaj, na? Narad Muni talked to Yudhishthira Maharaj? Avadhut to Prahlad Maharaj. Okay. But Narad Muni is quoting. Okay, yeah. So, Shripad Narad Muni only, our today's discussion. So he's giving different remedies, different solutions for different diseases. Like if you have cold, take this whatever, crocin or whatever. If you have headache, then take this aspirin. If you have something else, cough, then take this cough syrup. But then one panacea for all the diseases, then he says that it is Guru Bhakti. So first he says that if you want to conquer lust, then asankalpa jayet kamam. By negative determination, I will not do this, I will not do this. One can conquer lust. How can one conquer anger? By giving up lust, one conquers anger. How can one conquer greed for more and more money, more and more possessions? By constantly hearing about the temporary nature of this world. So I'm collecting and collecting and collecting, and after few years it's going to be either stolen or taken away, or I may depart from this world. So of course my next birth's bank account, now they will not be ready to get this money transferred there. So अर्थ लाइक अनर्थ चिंतया बाय बाय अंडरस्टैंडिंग द टेम्पररी नेचर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड वन कैन कॉन्कर द ग्रीड एंड द मिजरीज वन कैन कॉन्कर बाय मेडिटेशन लाइक दैट द डिफिकल्टीज सो लाइक दैट ही गिव्स वन वन सोल्यूशन फॉर वन वन प्रॉब्लम एट द एंड ही सेज दैट वाई डू यू हैव टू गो टू अ डिस्पेंसरी टू गेट ऑल दिस मेडिसिन्स देर इज वन मेडिसिन विच क्यूर्स ऑल दैट इज सर्वमेतत् गुरो भक्त्या पुरुषो हि अंजसा जयेत ऑल ऑफ दैट वन टाइम वन इफ आई रिमेंबर इट करेक्टली वन डिवोटी ही वेंट टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड ही सेड दैट प्रभुपाद आई थिंक आई हैव शनि इन माय लाइफ सो शैल आई गो टू एन एस्ट्रोलॉजर सो प्रभुपाद सेड यू जस्ट टेक शेल्टर ऑफ कृष्णा कृष्णा विथ हिज पिंकी ही सेड इट दैट मीन्स विथ लिटिल फिंगर he will toss that shani and thousands of such shanis a million miles away so do not worry about obstacles just take shelter of guru and krishna like that he is mentioning so that is the remedy for everything all the obstacles machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishasi atachetvam ahamkara nashrashasi vinanshasi Krishna doesn't say to Arjuna that you take shelter of me and then there will not be any obstacle. Does he say that? No, he says that there will be obstacles, but you will overcome them by my mercy. Like that. He doesn't say, your fighting war will be as smooth as riding a boat or like swimming in the swimming pool. He doesn't say like that. He says that there will be obstacles, but mat Chitta Sarvadurgani Mat Prasadat Tarishasi. So similarly, by the mercy of Guru, all the obstacles will be automatically removed without extraneous efforts. Okay, we come to the third part. We saw who is a Guru. We saw why do we need a Guru. And now we are seeing how to approach a Guru. So first is, one should approach a Guru for gaining Bhagavat, knowledge of Bhagavat Dharma. Not for any other inquiry. Oh, I'm not getting job. What should I do? Or, oh, my marriage is in trouble. How should I save my marriage? So not all these inquiries. But one should inquire and learn Bhagavat Dharma from Guru. Tatra Bhagavatan Dharman, it is mentioned. One should go to a Guru to learn the Bhagavat Dharma. And therefore, when Shukadeva Goswami comes, he doesn't inquire so many other things, how is air and how is atmosphere and how is weather. He immediately asks, what is the duty of a dying man and what is the duty of a person in general? Immediately asks Shukadeva Goswami. Because he says that, I know that you don't stay at any place more than the time required to milk a cow. But for the special favor to Parikshit Maharaj, Shukadeva Goswami, he stayed there for 7 whole days and all nights speaking Srimad Bhagavatam Katha for him. Because Parikshit Maharaj understood that meeting a spiritual master is not an ordinary thing. He's saying that, Aho me Bhagavan Prita. Oh, Krishna has become kind upon me that he has sent me a spiritual master like you. So therefore, let me not waste any time. Let me not beat around the bush. Let me directly come to the question, which is the Bhagavad Dharma. What is the Bhagavad Dharma? Like that. This is the first thing. How to approach a guru? Only for spiritual inquiries. And not bother him for so many other problems of our lives. For that, we can use the God-given intelligence or the material intelligence. And if it is really affecting our spiritual life, then we can take the guidance from spiritual master, but mainly the Bhagavad Dharma is to be understood from spiritual master, not for any material inquiries. Second, one should not consider Guru to be ordinary, seeing his mundane attributes, apparently mundane attributes, saying that, oh, I also get old, he is also getting old. People also get old, he is also getting old. People get diseases, he also gets disease. So, to consider Guru ordinary, so therefore, is an aparad. And to teach us, there is one very beautiful pastime. where there is Mukunda, his devotee of Lord Chaitanya. He recommends Gadadhar Pandit, who is directly Radharani coming in Gaur Leela in the form of Gadadhar Pandit. And he says to Gadadhar Pandit, I know a very great devotee. His name is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So let's go and meet him. So Gadadhar Pandit, he's very excited to meet Pundarik Vidyanidhi. When they go to the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, it's a very lavish house. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi is sitting on a very lavish couch. And he's eating tambul. His servants are massaging him. And he's applying fragrant oil to his hair. He's seeing himself all the time in the mirror. Now, if you see somebody like this, what will come to your mind? Like, you know, some sense enjoyer is enjoying his life like that. So Gadadhar Pandit is thinking in his mind, who is this? Like he said, his great devotee, who is he's paying so much attention to his beauty of his body and so many oils and fragrances and so many servants doing massage, and he's lying down on the couch. So Mukunda understands that, you know, Gadadhar Pandit is having some doubts. So he then recites this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jighansaya payadapi asadvi lebhe gatim dhatrichitam tatonyam kamva dayalum sharanam rajema. That he is glorifying, Uddhavji is glorifying Krishna. Who else should I take shelter of? That merciful Krishna, that Putana came to feed him poison and still Krishna gave her the destination of a mother. Hearing this, Pundarik Vidyanidhi starts shivering in ecstasy. His eyes starts rolling. He starts rolling on the ground. He starts tearing his clothes and he's not aware. And all his paraphernalia, he's not aware of. And he's just chanting, Krishna, 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 and crying tears. And seeing that, Gadadhar Pandit is shocked. He says, oh my God, what aparadha I was doing, that he's so special. So then he thinks to his mind that maybe as a remedy to my offense, I will take initiation from him only. Like that. And this Pundarik Vidyanidhi in Gaur Leela is none other than Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who is Radharani's father in Krishna Leela. So that is how we should not judge Guru from the externals or the way. One should only pay attention to his devotional service. And definitely, devotees, it is mentioned that just like the mundane people want to show more than who they are, right? Therefore, they want to see themselves on big billboards, and they want to see them on social media, and they want to see them themselves. Although they want to in the resume also, right? Have you written resume, right? At least I want to write more than what I really am, right? I have, like, of course, like without actually lying, but I want to put as much as possible there, right? So why? Because I want to show more than what I am really. Therefore, while writing resume, I may exaggerate things or blow things out of proportion, right? Right. So, but devotees, on the other hand, they always, out of their great humility, want to show that they're nothing, right? This Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was actually such a great devotee, but he didn't want people to know him to be great devotee. Therefore, he was externally putting a facade that, oh, I am just a sense enjoyer. You just think me as ordinary person. Like that, therefore he was doing that, right? That just, it's just to cover his devotion. Why? Because a devotee naturally wants to cover his devotion. Not want to advertise, oh, I am a big devotee or something, right? So therefore, intelligent disciple or intelligent devotee should see them based on their, it takes one to know one, it is said that just like one thief knows another thief. So similarly, one devotee only can understand how advanced another devotee is. So therefore, not pay attention to the externals. Acharya mam vijaniyat navamanyat karhichit. Do not disrespect a spiritual master thinking that, oh, he is a mortal human being. Like that. So, then there is third point in this theme, how to approach a guru. One should consider both Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru to be very forms of compassion of Krishna. Now I'll little wind up a little faster because we have less time. So, Shiksha Guru Ketachani Krishnera Swarupa Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Eidui Rupa. So one should understand that Shiksha Guru, instructing spiritual master, Jiva Goswami explains there are two spiritual masters, Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. Mantropadeshta is Diksha Guru, Shastropadeshta is Shiksha Guru. One who gives Mantra Diksha is Diksha Guru, one who gives instruction on how to perform devotional service is Shiksha Guru. Okay? So this is Jiva Goswami's definition. So one should consider both as representative of Krishna. This is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shiksha Guru Ketajani Krishna Sarupa Antaryami Bhakta Shrestha Idui Rupa. Guru Krishna Rupa Hai Shastra Pramani. This is, he is talking about now Diksha Guru. Guru Krishna Rupa Hai Shastra Pramani. Guru Rupe Krishna Krupa Karen Bhakta Gane. When Krishna wants to be merciful upon a conditioned soul, through Guru he becomes merciful. Like that. So one should, this is the etiquette of a disciple that he should consider his spiritual master as a representative of Krishna, both Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru. And fourth point, one should be affectionate towards one's guru. Not just have kind of official guru-shishya relationship, but affectionate towards guru. Guru sudruda saurudha means really have affection for guru. Vasan danto guror hitam. So this is very, very much demonstrated by all the great devotees. How Narottam Das Thakur, now he had such a great affection for Loknath Goswami. How Lord Chaitanya himself showed how to be affectionate towards Guru. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Gaya, he is cooking for himself. And the preparation is ready. And at that time, Ishwarpuri, he comes there. Sri Ishwarpuri arrives and he's chanting Krishna, Krishna's names and absorbed in Krishna's names. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes so happy to see Ishwarpuri that he offers him a seat. And he says that, please accept some prasadam. So Ishwarpuri says, what? Okay, I will accept then what will you eat then? So Mahaprabhu says, don't worry, I will cook separately for myself. Then Ishwarpuri, he mentions that, no, what we'll do, we will share. Half of it you eat, half of it I will honor. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, if you love me, you just honor the whole thing. I will cook for myself. So Ishwarpuri then honors the entire prasadam. And it is mentioned then Lakshmi Devi, she invisibly comes and cooks for Lord Chaitanya. Seeing her husband is hungry. And then Lord Chaitanya honors it later. And then Chaitanya Bhagavata explains that one who hears this exchange between Lord Chaitanya and his guru will very soon attain Krishna Prem. So this is how the fourth point, how a devotee disciple approaches a guru. He's very affectionate towards him. And now, fourth part of our today's discussion, who should not be a guru? We saw who is a guru, what is the need of a guru, how to approach a guru, what should be our disposition towards guru. And fourth is, who should not be a guru? So again, four points here. I will quickly summarize them now. First point, guru must have conquered his senses, mind and the senses. Where does it come?
వాచో వేగం మనసా క్రోధ వేగం జివ్వా వేగం ఉదరోపస్థ వేగం ఏతాన్ వేగాన్ యో విషయత ధీర సర్వామపి మాం పృథ్వీం స శిష్యాత్. ద ఫస్ట్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ మెన్షన్డ్ ఇస్ లైక్ హిస్ భక్తి ఇస్ సో పవర్ఫుల్ దాట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ భక్తి హీ ఈజ్ ఏబుల్ టు కాంకర్ ఆల్ ద సెన్సెస్. వాచో వేగం మనసా క్రోధ వేగం. Now, he doesn't take extraneous efforts of Jnana and Vairagya to conquer his senses, but just his desire to serve Krishna itself conquers all his senses. So, and that makes one qualified. Therefore, when Romaharshan Sut was giving Bhagavatam, when Sri Baladev, he came, so all the sages, they acknowledged by offering obeisances. But Romaharshan Sut felt that, oh, I don't even have to acknowledge. So then Balaramji, he mentions that, Adantasya avinitasya vritha pandita manina na gunaya bhavanti sma natasyeva ajitatmana. Your Bhagavatam study is like an actor rehearsing his dialogues. Like, it's no real thing inside. Because you are Adanta, You do not have controlled senses. Avinitasya, you are not humble. The more one becomes devotionally advanced, the more one becomes humble. So, therefore, the original guru Balaramji is punishing Romaharshan simply by the touch of the grass. So, in same Balaramji in the form of Nityananda Prabhu, he takes the grass between his teeth and he pleads to living entities that please, bhaja gauranga, kaho gauranga, laho gaurangira namare, je jana gauranga bhaje, sehoi mora pranare. So, that's a side note. So we see that how Haridas Thakur, he was always chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna Nama Vishtamana Sada Haridas Aranne Rodita Haila Stri Bhava Prakash. Maya personified came to cheat him or test him rather. But Haridas Thakur is constantly absorbed in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Maya Devi says that, can you initiate me in Hare Krishna in Hare Krishna Mahamantra? So Guru must have conquered senses and mind. Second, one should not become Guru unless he can deliver his disciples by properly instructing him on devotional service. Guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, like that Rishabhdev's teachings. Third point, one should reject a guru who has fallen from the path of devotion, especially if he is critical about devotees. He is criticizing devotees, then definitely it's a sign that he is not progressing in devotional service and he can no longer help others to progress also. And fourth is, one like a Vaishnav or a person who is following a guru, he is qualified to be a guru. The 24 gurus that are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam in 11th canto, they are not the guru tattva, by the way. Okay, so of course this is a clarification which Srila Vishwanathachakra Thakur also gives, that sometimes they see, oh, I don't have to accept a spiritual master, I can learn from a glass, I can learn from air, I can learn from moon, because Avadhut also did that, right? He learned from an insect, honeybee, he learned from this, he learned from that. I can also do that. I don't also actually have to approach a spiritual master in a parampara. So that's not a correct thing. Okay. So the 24 gurus concept is mentioned especially for Jnana Mishras, okay, not for pure devotees, first of all. This is first thing. Of course, devotees can learn from different energies of Krishna, but that learning has to be confirmed with whom? Guru Sadhu Shastra, right? Not independently learning from ant I learn something, or from lizard I learn some another thing. Okay, that's fine. That can be learned, but that learning should be confirmed with actual guru and sadhu and shastra. So that has to be born in mind when we learn lessons from the things rather than from actual spiritual master, Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru. So one thing to note is 24 gurus don't come in Guru Tattva. Okay? So it's... okay, so I guess this is what... here I would conclude. Unless there is some question or comments. Maharaj is here. So any comments, questions or suggestions? So we covered four topics today. Who is a guru? What is the need to accept a guru? How should one approach a guru? And who should not be a guru? So one question here. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the nice discourse. So I wanted to ask that sometimes we want to do different kind of services. Different people have different propensity. Mm. And the mood of the spiritual master may sometimes be different from what we are inclined to do. Mm-hmm. So how do we reconcile these things? And also, how do we understand? Sometimes we are not able to understand what is the mood of the spiritual master. Mm-hmm. So, and maybe the spiritual master is not accessible to us to help us understand what exactly we should do at this time of our life or in this situation or in this service. Mm. So, then what we should do? Because as you mentioned, there are Shiksha Gurus and Diksha Gurus. So, Shiksha Gurus are many. Hmm. And different Shiksha Gurus may give you different advice. Hmm. So, how do you understand? And is the direction of Diksha Guru the final? Hmm. I just had these multiple doubts. Thank you.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So, I will break down your question. So, first, as I have understood, the Guru may have, you mean Diksha Guru, may have a different mood and I may have different inclinations. So, regarding that, I just remembered one quote by Srila Prabhupada in the purport of Vyavasayatmika Buddhir Ekeha Kurunandana Bahushakai Anantashya Buddhayo Vyavasayanam. So there Srila Prabhupada mentions that following the instructions of Guru is the Vyavasayatmika Buddhi for a disciple. And Guru knows how to engage a disciple according to his propensities, inclinations. So yes, like... we have different propensities, but Guru knows how to engage them also. So this is first thing to be borne in mind. Secondly, your question was, if Guru is not there
You said Guru will know how to engage us, but we don't know what Guru wants us to do. How do we know that?
We cannot approach him or we cannot discuss with him, something like that?
Yeah.
Accessible, not because of lack of accessibility or... Yeah,
lack of accessibility.
Lack of accessibility. So in that case... there may be senior God brothers to whom the spiritual master has empowered. With them, we can consult. That is one solution that I can see, think of. and if we are so desperate, we can write an email to spiritual master or arrange for or ask the authorities to arrange for some meeting so that with spiritual master, so that we can directly know from his own lotus mouth what I am supposed to follow. So that could be one. Of course, we cannot keep on asking for this, but if it is so pressing, it is important to get it clarified from spiritual master directly. Of course, we should not bother him for small things, but for some big decision that we are going to take in life, which we might not be so confident about, and we seek spiritual master's guidance desperately, then it's our duty to ask him. So that is second. Shiksha gurus, it's not that Shiksha gurus are many. Yes, like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentions that every Vaishnava is a Shiksha Guru, he mentions. At one level, because we can learn from everybody. But it's Shiksha Guru is not a very general term. It's a very specific term, right? So, actually we say Shiksha Guru are many, but actually there are few from whom we naturally feel inclination to inquire about progressing in devotional service. So therefore, Jiva Goswami clearly defines Shastra Upadeshta. Shastra Upadeshta is a Shiksha Guru, right? One who is giving us instruction on Shastra. He is a Shiksha Guru. So we need not approach 10 different Vaishnavas for solution, because then there will be 10 different opinions, and to reconcile them, again, already I am confused. Now there are 10 more opinions. So how to reconcile that? So instead of that, a trusted one, advanced one, Sajati Ashay Snigde Sadhu Sangha Swatovare, that is one can accept as Shiksha Guru, advanced, and one who is Snigda, affectionate towards you, and who knows you, first of all, because a theoretically saying something and knowing you and then telling one, somebody who knows me, affectionate towards me, and advanced, very, very advanced, then he can actually deal with my situation, tackle with my problems. So I guess that's all I have to say here. I hope I have. Anyone wants to comment on this more? So I hope I have given something.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji.
So one thing I would say is not approaching 100 different devotees, but one devotee or two devotees whom we trust the most, who is very advanced and who is very affectionate, and Sajatiya, who kind of has the similar inclination like that. So, and first preference is if we could talk directly to Diksha Guru, that's good, but if that is not available, then this second option is this.
Sometimes, Prabhuji, the direction of the spiritual master, what spiritual master's mood and mission is there, may be different from, like some devotees ask me this question, that my local temple authority is telling me to do this, do that, and my spiritual master's mood is this, I want to serve in that way.
Okay.
So if there is a conflict, whom they should follow?
So in such conflict, it is usually mentioned that to be in that temple, like if the spiritual master is recommending us to be in that temple and serve in that temple, naturally he is aware that what are the services that are to be asked from him in that temple. So probably wherever we are, when in Rome, walk like a Roman, as they say, right? Or if we are really feeling it, the difference between what he wants, spiritual master wants from me, and what the service authority wants from me in a particular temple, then we can raise this question to directly the spiritual master. That's what I can say about this. So two things. Like, one is probably if he's instructing us to be in that temple, then probably I should mold myself to be.
Sometimes there may not be direct instruction, but we know that a spiritual master focuses on relationships. He focuses on this particular angle, and the local temple focuses more on fundraising. Just a simple example.
Okay.
So, you know, then it's not a.
Okay, then I would say we should do like Arjuna. Like Draupadi said, don't punish Ashwatthama. And Bhima said, no, you have to punish Ashwatthama. And Krishna said, fulfill both of their desires. So Arjuna had to apply his intelligence and fulfill both the desires. So probably then pray to Krishna to give the best intelligence to reconcile both. Like, dadami buddhi yogam tam yenama upayanti te. That's what I can say at this point. Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta koti Vaishnava vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari 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 Bol.